Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and we're here live coming out of Houston, Texas, at the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. Super excited about today's show. Actually, I'm super excited every day I get to do a radio show. You know, I do a show twice a week, one on Wednesday mornings at 10:30 Central Time, and one on Thursday mornings here at 9 a.m. Central Time. I've been blessed to be able to do this, and I've been doing it for over 7 years, and every week it just gets better and better for me. Now, I got to tell you, I was having a conversation earlier this morning talking to someone about radio, and, you know, I never at the age of 59 now ever in my life imagined I would be doing a radio show, let alone a Christian radio show. As a lot of you know, I found the Lord 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, and I found it through a journey that I was on of desperateness, I guess is the right word to use. I suffered from a disease called Crohn's from the age of 19, and at the age of 54, I was hit again with my Crohn's. Now, you know, there's a long story involved there. At the age of 19, I was given a death sentence. I wouldn't live past the age of 25. Well, obviously that wasn't true, because here I am. God had different plans for me. But as I lived through life, probably not the smartest moves in life that I made. I did a lot of things wrong, and I think we all do, right? We don't have to be given a death sentence at a young age to justify all the things we've done wrong. We just have to realize that all the things we've done wrong were there for us to learn to do better. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't understand any of that going in. I didn't know what I was doing or why I was doing it. I just didn't really care too much about it either way. But 5 years ago, I was so desperate with my illness. You know, I have a family, I have three boys, a beautiful wife, a great family, had a great business going on at the time. Things were just really, really great. And all of a sudden, I lost everything. And, you know, we get desperate. You know, my responsibility in life was to take care of my family. I wasn't able to do that. There was a lot of issues that went along with it, but this short story is I found Christ because I was desperate. I was in a life-threatening situation. And a lot of you out there could understand that that's what takes place in our world. We have to be in a life-threatening situation, whether it's our health, a loss, you know, maybe something going on in our world with our job. We've lost our job. It's life-threatening to us. Before we really start paying attention. And it's a shame because, well, we just are really not very good at learning any other way. But for me, I was desperate, and I was willing to do anything to get healed. And when I went for surgery, and my pastor had prayed over me 4 days before that, I was just going in with the idea that I had, you know, some qualified people praying for me going in to a surgery that I had 40% chance of making it through. And what happened was when I came out of the surgery, 7 hours long, the next morning the surgeon came in and spoke to me. And what he said, word for word, is what the pastor prayed over me 4 days prior to that. Well, listen, you know, I've never been recognized as the smartest person in the room, but the thing of it is, even I could figure this one out. This was a miracle. For what they prayed over me and for what took place and for the wording to come out the same, I was blown away. So going in, I was desperate. Desperate to try anything, to get anything taken care of in my health and move on in my life. After it was over, I became a believer. And not only believes, but believes strongly enough to talk about it to others and to inquire from others what it is that they experienced in their life. Was it a miracle? Do they recognize all the little blessings in their lives that turn into become miracles? I was on this mission. And that's when I decided to take Tough Talk with Tony Gambone and turn it into Tough Talk Christian Radio, because I wanted to help others share their message with everyone out there so people would figure out the beauty of it, right? They would see the miracles of it. They would see the blessings that God puts on us. Now, we all know that for whatever reasons we feel the way we feel, there's meaning behind it. We don't always understand it. And I have found the more conversation I have with people, the more I understand it. So, for instance, the story I just told you, I have been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. For some reason, it's in all my heart. For me to explain to others that, hey, you know, I didn't go into saying, hey, I'm going to find the Lord and I'm going to be on this path and it's all going to be great. No, I was desperate to find something that was going to help me. What's going on in your world that makes you desperate? Desperate enough to try anything. Is it a family member? Is it a spouse? Is it you? Is it your job? Is it your community? What's going on inside of you that needs help? Are you leaning towards the Lord for the help? You know, another conversation, in the same conversation this morning I had with a gentleman, I mentioned the fact that I read self-help books, you know, Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, you know, John Maxwell, all these different people that were talking about self-help. Then one day I started reading the Bible, and I figured out where they were getting all the records from. So a lot of you know I run a networking group here in Houston, and I think that Jesus is the original networker. And what I think is really awesome is that we are able to be nice to people with a good reason. That's what God wants us to do. Now, we don't always have to like everybody. And as humans, it's pretty hard to like everybody. Heck, sometimes I don't even like myself. But I think it's important to be like-minded, like Christ, and be nice to everyone. Help others. Help your brothers and sisters. You don't have to be related to them to be their brother or sister. You don't have to like them all the time. You don't have to love them. What you have to do is be nice to them. The love will show up. You know, we have family members that we're related to, brothers, sisters, and we don't always like them. We love them, but we don't always like them. So it's not unusual to have that type of situation. But when I read this morning was in one of my devotionals, take time to think about ways that you can be more helpful to friends. Now, that's God speaking. That's what he wants us to do. Love others as you love yourself. And like I said, sometimes you don't love yourself. Sometimes you don't even like yourself. But it is important to treat others special every time you have the opportunity. So when that one person comes in the office that you just annoys the heck out of you, be extra nice. Learn about them. Find out more about them, which make you understand more about why they are the way they are. If you understand why they are the way they are, you can deal with their annoyingness or them being a pain in the butt. But if you don't know anything about them, if you haven't taken time out to learn more about them, how can you honestly judge them? Because who's wrong, them or you? Now, if you sat down with them and you understood who they are, why they are the way they are, and you don't like them, that's okay. You just don't have to be mean to them. You can be helpful to them. But you understand why. And most of the time, I have found 98.9% of the time, when I learn about people, I understand them, I'm okay with them. Now, I can tell you, I'm not the one that loves everyone. I try real hard. But sometimes, I just turn out to be myself. And I think that the beauty of that is, as long as you recognize it and pray for forgiveness and keep trying, you're on the right path. So what kind of path are you on? What do you do during your day to stop and see if you could help someone else? I told someone, driving in Houston, you know, it's very busy. The fourth largest city in the country. There's people on the corners begging for money. You know, people always have an attitude about that. And I can say I'm used to have an attitude about that. I'm no different. I used to have my own business, and I would stop and ask them to get on the truck and go to work. They said they couldn't because of this, that, or the other. And I thought, well, they didn't really need the money. They just were, you know, just hustling for their money. And then one day I came to realize that God has them there for a reason. They're there. I'm there. It's all there for a reason. Maybe I'm supposed to help them. So I thought, well, how do I decide? So I was explaining to a young man one day that when I pull up to a light, if it turns red and there's someone there with a sign asking for money, if I have change or anything in my pocket to give them, I give it to them. If the light turns green before I get to that person, that means that I'm not supposed to do it that day. So that's how I regulate whether or not I give someone some money on the corner. Maybe it sounds crazy, but that young man came back to me a couple weeks later and said, man, Tony, I keep hitting all the red lights. I said, doesn't it feel good to give somebody a couple dollars without judging what they're going to do with it? And like myself, he said, he gave his lunch money up a couple of times, and someone ended up buying his lunch that day anyway, so he wasn't out of lunch, and he was able to help someone else out. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when you can do something nice for someone, there's a feeling that comes inside you that's hard to explain. So I recommend trying it so that you can understand it a little bit better. I just can't say it enough. How important it is to help someone, okay? I mean, God's helping us all do things. God's allowing things to take place to teach us. God is allowing us to lean into Him to learn. God is allowing us to be here to recognize the things that are so special that it couldn't happen without Him. I was at the beach last week, and I was watching seagulls fly as I was crossing a bridge over the waterway into a town. The seagulls are just kind of like hovering in the air is almost like magic. And I thought, wow, how cool is that, that God created something like that? And do you ever take time out to recognize little things like that? We live in a busy, busy world. What do you do in your world? What do you do to recognize the beauty of it? Do you stop and reflect? Do you thank God that He allowed you to get home into your driveway so you can go in and welcome your children and your wife? I mean, do you thank God for blessing you with a family? Do you thank God for forgiving you for being a putz more times than you want to admit? Do you take time out to read your Bible? Do you take time out to go to church on Sunday? Do you have a checklist of things that you get done and now you're okay, you can move on and just be whoever it is you want to be that day? Or do you really live through what you try to read during the day? Now, I know I read in the morning, and I can tell you the truth, by lunchtime sometimes I forgot how smiley I was about what I read in the morning. Life gets moving, and sometimes I need to reread it. Most of the time, I don't. That's something I need to work on. I hope that you will recognize what you need to work on in your world and become better at being God's child. Become better at being a spouse or a parent or a child or a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, just a volunteer in the community. Become better. And how do you recognize when you become better? Well, I don't know how you'll recognize it, but I can tell you how I recognize it. It's a smile that comes on my face. It's a feeling that comes inside me that I can't explain. And when you get that, you know that God's smiling with you. And if you can get those smiles throughout your day, I can tell you now, there's not much more better things in life that are going to take place. Treasure it. Recognize it. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here today on Tough Talk Christian Radio on the Tough Talk Radio Network, coming to you live out of Houston, Texas, every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I know we always have two guests on the show, and today's show is a little different. Our first guest had to cancel out, and we do have a second guest coming up in a little while here. I'm going to take a commercial break and come back, and we're going to meet my second guest later today, Kristen Fiola. She's quite the author. She wrote the book, The Ultimate Guide to the Daniel Fast. And she also has another book called Spiritually Strong. I can tell you how I found this interview today. My wife has been reading her stuff, and we have been reading it together, and super excited. We reached out to her and asked to be a guest on the show, and she did it. And how cool is that? That God placed us on the same show together. We'll be right back after a couple words from our sponsors. You will refill your coffee cup, get a bottle of water, get a piece of paper, take some notes. Right at the top of your piece of paper, if you have it out already, take time to be nice to someone today. And I'm not talking just your family members. A member of your family, a stranger, just be nice. We'll be right back after this short break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Lorenzano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. A couple things I want to go over before we bring up our guest is that the Tough Talk Business Network meets twice a month here in the Houston area, twice a month in the College Station area. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to meetup.com and type in Tough Talk Business Network, and you'll see all the different meetings that we have going on there. If you're a business owner and you're not networking, you need to network. You need to go out there and build relationships so you can help build your business. This is something that we do here in Houston and outside of Houston and College Station. Actually, it turns out to be every week. If you're not networking, maybe you need to start doing that to grow your business. I know that every Sunday when I go to church, I'm networking. I'm visiting with friends. I'm finding out what's going on with them, how I can help them, learn more about them. That's the process of networking. So if you're a business owner and you're not networking. Try it out. Find out more about the business owners in your community, what's going on in their world, how you could be a part of it, how you could help them, who they're looking to meet, how you could introduce them. Get out there and build relationships. I really think that that's the process in our world. If we do that, we are able to gain access to more. And as I mentioned in my monologue this morning, the one thing that I read was today to take time to think about ways that you can be more helpful to friends. Well, just think about it. If you get out there and network and meet more people, you've developed more friends, you're able to help more people. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, folks. If you're looking to get more out of life than helping others, well, you're probably living a dream that's not going to come true. Just saying. For me, it's about helping others, and it's about meeting new people. If you can meet new people, learn about them, geez, who knows what could happen. My guest today, a lady by the name of Kristen Fiola, and I hope I'm saying her last name right. My wife says I am. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to the Daniel Fast, and she's also has a six-week guide to building your body and soul called Spiritually Strong. My wife has been following her for a while and reading her stuff and started reading it to me. And, you know, I got really excited because I said to my wife, why don't you reach out to her and see if she can come on the show? And, you know, what's really cool about doing an internet radio show for me is I get to reach out to people and they respond. And they say, yeah, I'd love to be on the show. And then they show up for the show and then I get to interview them. And it's really cool because these are people. Well, she's a best-selling author. She's a speaker. She does a lot of things, a lot of really good things. And she's passionate about helping people become more spiritually and physically fit. There's a concept in our world today, right? I know a lot of you are out there praying, going through the drive-thru line, that, you know, they'll have a salad somewhere, a piece of lettuce or something on that burger you're getting. But this book, Spiritually Strong, is something that I highly recommend. And the Ultimate Guide to the Daniel Fast is another book that I highly recommend. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a second here and get Kristen up on the line and introduce her and find out more about her. So without wasting any time, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm excited because one day my wife and I were sitting in the living room and she was reading the book. I said, what are you reading? And she told me, and then she was telling me, she's going on and on and on. And I'm like, okay, well, can you reach out to this lady and see if she'll come on the radio show? I mean, you're this excited about her. I want to interview her. And that was about 6 weeks ago. And here it is. We have you on the show. Super excited to have you here. So thank you very much for taking time out.
Well, you are so welcome. It really is an honor for me as well.
Well, so what I want to do is I like to get a little bit of background on people. So I get to cheat and look at your bio and your books and stuff, but tell people where you're calling in from, where you're from originally, and what kind of got you on this path.
Okay, well, how long's your show?
We can make it as long as you want to go.
No, I'll make it short. I live in Springfield, Missouri, right in the center of the nation. I'm actually from a small town called Butler, Missouri, which I would be very surprised if anyone has ever heard of it. It's very small, south of Kansas City. And I grew up in that area, but I moved to Springfield when I went to college, and I've stayed here ever since. I'm actually married to a man from New York City, which is sort of in your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he's from Staten Island, and so we've lived in Springfield here for 17 years, and we have two children, of a daughter who is almost 12 and a daughter who is almost 10, so fourth and sixth graders.
Okay, so question that I have is, I'm from the Philadelphia area, and my question is, how did you meet someone from Staten Island, and you're from Missouri?
That's a great question. It's like typical small town girl meets big city boy. He actually, when he was looking for a physical therapy school, there were only two Christian PT schools in the nation. One was Loma Linda, California, and the other was Bolivar, Missouri. And he didn't want to go to California. Being from New York, he's like, that's the last place I want to be. So he came to Bolivar, not ever visiting here or anything, and it was a major culture shock. he lost about 15 pounds the first month because he was so depressed.
Plus, he didn't have the food that he used to eat either.
That's right. He couldn't find any New York-style pizza. It was tragic.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. Well, it looks like he won the prize, and small-town girl meets big-time guy. And how long have you been schooling him now?
About 17 years.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
So what I want to find out is, you know, how did you get on this journey? I mean, you're an author of a couple of books. I want to mention that, am I saying your last name right, Fiola?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so people can go to KristenFiola.com, or they can go to TheUltimateDanielFast.com. I got so many questions here for you. I don't know where to start. The Daniel Fast is just something that I'm very interested in. I suffered from Crohn's since I was 19, so over 40 years.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The guy who wrote a book, what's it called? The Maker's Diet?
Yes, Jordan Rubin. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so he was diagnosed with that, never had surgery, and because of his diet, changed things around. Now, as I got older and smarter, I started changing my diet around, and I see that there's a big difference to my body.
Yes.
But when we look at the Daniel Fast, a lot of times I think people just check it off on their list because church says you should fast for a week or a
right.
month or whatever it is. They don't really get involved in that. You've taken it to another level. Can you talk about that?
Yes, and my journey really started unexpectedly, and it actually started with an affliction, a trial that I was going through, and just to see how God has used a very painful time in my life and brought about something greater than I could have imagined is really humbling. It's such a blessing. Back in, when my children were born, I guess because of pregnancy and hormones and all that goes with that, I started having a lot of problems with my skin. I've always had eczema, but it was out of control, and I was just suffering. I was desperate. I, you know, went forward for prayer at church. I prayed. I claimed God's word, and I was like, God, nothing is happening. And so about that time, I got injured. And I couldn't exercise, and so I just really, I started to, let me back up a little bit. This is such a detailed story, but I had found out that what I was suffering from would be corrected mostly with changes in my diet. Now, I was a healthy eater, but I was eating a lot of things that were exacerbating my problem, and one of them being wheat. So I came off gluten and everything, and that just totally transformed me physically. I mean, I saw a big difference in just changing a few things as far as healthy eating. And so the way that I started eating was very similar to what is now part of the Daniel Fast, lots of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and so forth. And so I saw that change in my body, and I wanted to help other people. And so I started writing a cookbook that was for people with this condition. And so I had this cookbook ready to go. I was going to self-publish it. And I knew that the Lord had led me to write it, and a few days before I sent it to the publisher, I just made a few final edits. I pulled up the manuscript, and the document was completely gone. Like, there was no data, nothing. And I don't even know how that happened, but I knew the Lord had intervened. Like, I was totally devastated, but at the same time, I had a sense of peace because God had obviously put the brakes on that project. And so I was really confused because I was like, Lord, I thought this is what you wanted me to do, and now it appears not. And so for the next year and a half, I would try to work on it, and I just didn't have a peace about it. You know how when you try to force something, I just didn't feel like I had God's help as I had before. So for a year and a half, I'm back and forth trying to make this happen, and it just, you know, it wasn't. So about that time, this was 2009, our church announced that they're going to do a 21-day Daniel fast. And the pastor said, we would like you to join us and the leadership team in praying for our church. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do this fast, and I'm going to pray for our church, and I'm going to also pray about this cookbook situation because I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. And so day one of that Daniel fast, the Lord woke me up very early, and he said, and I just felt like he said to me, you need to write about this. You need to start a blog about your journey on this fast. And I didn't really want to do that, but it was so strong, that impression, that I did. And so, long story short, that blog, actually, that's what the Ultimate Daniel Fast website is now. And it grew, and people found out about it because I would post recipes and devotions, and it's just blossomed into something really wonderful. So that's the short of the long version.
Well, I think it's awesome because you mentioned that you just didn't feel like you had God's cooperation. Something just didn't feel right. And a lot of times, we'll say, well, there's just a feeling that I'm getting, a lot of people don't even recognize that that's God saying, wait a second, you know, or slow down, or, pay attention or something. We just blow through it and never recognize it. So I give you a lot of credit for being able to recognize being persevering, having that patience to really listen is probably the hardest thing I've ever had to experience, but most people as well. We live too quickly. So
right.
When you talk about the diet, mm-hmm. I mean, thousands of years ago, people ate more fruits and vegetables than beef or pork or whatever, and I learned the hard way from being really sick, and when you have Crohn's, you can't eat. So
right.
I would not eat any food, and then when food could start going back into me, I could see the changes happening like it was an allergy. So, I'm from Philadelphia. I'm Italian, born and raised, and, I grew up on bread and, homemade pizza and homemade.
Right.
I had to learn to eat brown rice pasta, and I had to learn to eat it once every 10 days instead of 10 times a day. So, but the difference is there. I mean, I can recognize the difference, and I enjoy the food. I just had to train myself to do that. Why do you think people have such trouble with the discipline of training themselves not to? I mean, I know it's convenient to drive through the drive-through at McDonald's and all that there, but why do you think that people have that such struggle with the discipline of it?
Well, that struggle is universal. I think some people struggle more than others, but one, I think we just like convenience. We don't want to have to work too hard, and eating healthy is hard work. You have to plan it out. You have to shop for the food. You have to prepare the recipes. So there is an investment of time there, and it's not usually convenient, but if you take that time, you're going to be healthier for it. You're going to honor God by taking care of your body, but it's not an easy road, and I also think we don't like to tell ourselves no. The food that's good for us, it tastes good. It does for the moment, and it satisfies that. But then you feel terrible. You feel sick maybe a few days afterwards because of what you put in your body doesn't really nourish it. And then you pay for it. And I think what's really sad is there are so many people walking around who they feel terrible, but it's their normal. They don't really know how good they can feel. And that's what I see with people on the Daniel Fast. Our church is actually on day 18 of a fast right now, and I love the stories of, wow, I feel great. I feel light. I feel energized, because in that physical discipline of the fast, it's 21 days. The first 3 days might be kind of rough as they adjust, but then as their body gets rid of some, toxins and other unwanted things, they start to feel energetic, and they're like, wow, I haven't felt this way in a long time, and that's a wonderful benefit. Not only do you have a physical transformation, a spiritual transformation, but you have a physical transformation.
Yeah. And I have been in men's groups, Bible studies, small groups at church, and, they did the Daniel Fast after the group, and then I run into those men that I was in a group with, and I'm like, man, I lost all that weight. He goes, and he said, yeah, I did the Daniel Fast. And
wow.
So for, 2 years now, I've been watching him to see, because my own experience, I love to eat. Some people eat because they need to. I eat because I love to. And so I can lose a bunch of weight and then put it all back on. So I was watching to see, and he really never put the weight back on. And that inspired me to pay closer attention to what I was putting in my mouth. So it really does change people's lives. And So the book Spiritually Strong.
Yes.
It's an ultimate 6-week guide to building your body and soul. Did that come after the Daniel Fast
yes.
book?
Yes, the Daniel Fast, the Ultimate Guide to the Daniel Fast was published in December of 2010. Spiritually Strong was just released January of 2015.
Okay. And
yes. This
is a book that's, it's like a workbook.
Yes, yes. And the idea really came because a lot of people would do the Daniel Fast for 3 weeks and they would feel so great physically and spiritually that they would email me and say, I want to continue this lifestyle, maybe not as strictly with the eating, but drawing close to God and eating healthy and making those wise choices. And so that's really where I started thinking, what could I equip people with that will help them in these basic disciplines? Because that's really what it's all about. And so, yes, Spiritually Strong talks about 6 different disciplines. It talks about Bible study, prayer, fasting, financial stewardship, healthy living, and serving others. So it really encompasses the bulk of Christianity right there. And it's a great book. It was so fun to write, and it's helped a lot of people.
So my question is, when you did the first book and you came along to the second book, it seems as though you took it to the Daniel Fast book to another level, and you incorporated the whole process into one workbook. Am I on the right path?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I hadn't really intended that to happen, but that's precisely what it is. It's more of how can I draw close to God and hear from Him on a daily basis and also honor Him by taking care of my body. And it's how do I live a life of obedience so that I don't feel overwhelmed? Because I think a lot of times as Christians, we know, okay, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and this to-do list gets so long, and we're like, God, I'm so busy, but I feel like you're far away. And so it really helps you to just step by step, walking with the Lord and living out His commands.
Okay, so do you find that, you have 2 little children.
Yes.
You've been married 17 years. You have 2 books. Life's fast. How do you allow yourself to slow down a little bit to for your quiet time, for your listening time, for your prayer time, to reflect?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, geez, a mom of 2 children that age, when do you find time to do that?
You know, that's a great question, and it's a constant challenge. I try to get up early and exercise in the morning before the kids get up or right after I take them to school. And that's a time when I just kind of unwind. But it's also a time when I hear from the Lord. A lot of times when I'm on my bike and I'm just quiet and I'm enjoying nature and just looking at all the beautiful things God's created, that's when God gives me ideas. I know that sounds funny, but it's like I'm quiet and I can hear from Him pretty clearly. And He'll give me ideas for my book or my website. But it's a struggle, and sometimes it doesn't happen. I try to exercise faithfully just about every day, but life gets in the way, and I just have to remember, you know, I'm on the path, and it's not always going to be the way I think it should be, but just trying to carve out that time every day, even if it's maybe not as long as I would like, but now that my kids are in school, that helps a little bit. But I know moms who work full-time, it's hard, and I can understand that.
So do you, are you involved in small groups, Bible studies, women's groups? I would imagine you are with the books that you have, but, do you do that locally or do you do it on a national level?
Yes, I'm involved in a few groups. One I just came back from, actually, called Moms in Prayer, and that is nationwide. Actually, I think it's worldwide, where moms can go into the school system. Well, it's not. Sometimes they're not allowed to go into, like, public schools, but they can get together and pray for the children in their school. My kids go to a Christian school, so we meet right there at the school, and we just pray for 30, 45 minutes every week. So that's something I do. I'm in a women's Bible study that meets in my home, and then just various groups at church. So, yes, pretty active.
And so you are a speaker as well. Do you travel around to speak?
Yes, I have. I haven't in the last few months. It kind of took the summer off, but that, yes, I do that. I do conferences, retreats, and sometimes one time I went to St. Louis and spoke at a church. They were getting ready to do a Daniel fast, so they asked me to come and share with them just about the fast, what to expect, and I did that during a special prayer service, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I do that occasionally.
My question is this book spiritually strong? Could it be used as a small group study?
Absolutely, yes. It definitely can, and it has been. It's a great tool for men and women. I think it's especially great for small groups because people can encourage one another and help one another and keep each other accountable on that six-week journey. So, yes, it definitely can.
Yeah, it's very important to have people to have, you have to face every week so that you have a conscience to keep you on track. Sometimes, you know, if we can look around and we don't recognize any cars that can pull in and out of that drive through really quick, no one will ever know it.
That's true.
I'm on your website, and, Spiritually Strong Exercise Videos. So people can go on your website and watch videos to exercise with?
Yes, yes. That's a wonderful benefit of the book. In Spiritually Strong, I have a six-week workout program, and it just gives people some ideas of what they could do. Of course, it allows for flexibility, but I have upper body and lower body exercises and also exercises for the core muscles, your abdominals, your back, your chest area. And those exercises that are listed in the book are all online. Just to show people the correct way to do the exercise and also to give them ideas on modifications if they have injuries or something like that. And it's a great tool. And those are all available on KristenFiola.com.
And what's cool is none of them are more than, they're about 2-minute videos. So it's not like, you know, a 30-minute workout. I think the longest one I've seen is 2 minutes and 26 seconds or something. So it's real easy to do, and it looks like you can do them anywhere. You don't have to be at the gym.
That's right.
So
yeah, they're
very
designed
cool.
to be very user-friendly because a lot of times people, they don't have a lot of equipment or they don't have access to a gym. So these are ones you could do at home.
Right, and I think that's important because we as people look for ways to get out of doing something.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if it's
so
kept
true.
Simple, we can participate. And the trick is to spend 2 weeks doing this every day, and you'll see a change, just like in your diet. When you see a change, you'll tend to jump on it a little bit stronger. So I have a question. What is the next book coming out, Kristen?
Oh, you know, I have that question, too. I don't really know. I'm sort of in a season of waiting right now. I really sense the Lord telling me that because I'm type A. I'm a pusher. I'll push through and I'll just go, go, go. And a lot of times I don't wait and hear from the Lord and I jump in too quickly. But I'm just, I'm listening, so I'm not sure. I have a lot of ideas.
So,
I'm just not sure what He wants me to do.
Well, I really give you credit for being patient because I have on my third book, and I know halfway through my third book, I thought, well, maybe I should have waited. and the tricky part is it's not going to happen, and no matter how soon you want to start it, it's not going to be able to do anything until God says it's time.
Yeah.
So you're just going to wear yourself out probably, but I give you credit for that. Now, do you have I'm on your website, and it says that you met your husband and you met on a mission trip in New Zealand. Do you still do mission trips?
You know, not as frequently as I would like. I was able to go to El Salvador, I think, in 2012. My husband goes about every year. He's been going to Haiti and Nicaragua, but it's hard for us to go together with children here so young and not really family to take care of them for a week at a time. So, no, but I hope that someday, very soon, we will be able to resume that. We're both very passionate about missions, and I hope that's what God has for us.
Yeah, yeah. I I've never been on a mission trip, but I've been threatening my wife that we're going to do that because my fear is I want to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
you know, I always seem to want to try to save the world, but I almost think that everyone, when they graduate high school, should have to do that just so they recognize the value that they live in.
Oh, I agree absolutely. And if you do get a chance to, you should. It'll change you. It really will.
Yeah, I know that our church goes to Israel, and and I was going to go on a trip with them, but with my health just getting back on board, everything, you know, going through the changes that God put us through from having a successful business to no business and climbing back up the ladder with a different breath of air has been very rewarding, you know what I mean? But still trying to get up to a point where the air is easier to breathe, so to speak. So, but it's on the list. So I want to find out from you, is there something coming up in the near future where people can plug into? And I've been all over your website, and one thing I'm not finding is you don't do webinars, do you?
You know, I haven't. I've recorded videos. Like, for example, last year we do the 21-day Daniel fast in January to kick off the year. And last year was the first year I did a video every single day. And so if someone is on the fast right now or going to do the fast before January and would like some encouragement, those videos are out there. But I've never really done any live webinar or anything like that. People have suggested it. I just haven't figured out how to make that work.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
In a month from now, if I said to you, hey, would you be interested in doing a webinar? So it would sort of be something like what we're doing now, but with video in it. Would you be interested in doing something like that?
I would definitely consider it, yes.
Good, because I think that what you're doing, I think you, if people could go to your website and download a webinar or even pay to be a part of a webinar, you can reach millions of people through the internet, you know, and, well, while you're sleeping, they could be gaining access to what you're doing. So I think it's a huge opportunity with the internet, and I would love to be a part of helping you do whatever it takes to get you out there and more seen.
Okay, yes, we'll definitely have to talk. I'm always interested in new ideas, for sure.
Well, I'll reach out to you offline and show you some different things that you could do yourself.
Okay.
Or I could do with you or help manage it in the back office while you're doing it and feed it out to the list of people that we capture through the radio so that we could drive more traffic to your website so people could understand more about what you're doing for them.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to put it on the list to reach out to contact you to do that. And so that way there, it'll allow me to bring this to the people at my church. And I think that if people listening out there know that they could get something that's either a small group study, a Bible study, a DVD to go along with the book, the workbook, that I think is a way that you can get into more churches without leaving your children at a young age.
Right, right. Great idea, yes.
Yeah.
So many possibilities.
You know, they have ideas that certain people invented the internet. I think God put it there for a reason. Now, there's a lot of people that misuse it, but
right.
I think it's a tool that can allow things to take place faster and quicker as long as people are willing to participate. So
right.
people like yourself doing what you do, putting others first, helping so many people, and making it simple to understand.
Right.
I feel like that's what we're here for, and I always like to be a part of helping that. So,
yes, good.
So tell me, is there something that's coming up that people can plug into other than this webinar series you're going to be doing after the first of the year, once we talk you into it? what else do you have coming up?
Well, I am just praying and planning for the annual 21-day Daniel fast in January. every year for the past, I haven't looked, I think it's 4 or 5 years, I've led an online fast through my website, ultimatedanielfast.com, and I usually have at least 5,000 people who join in on that. And part of the fast in the past, I have sent out a daily, I guess you would call it a daily newsletter. Basically, it's just an email that gives recipe ideas, a short devotion, encouragement, and last year I did the video, the daily video. So people can sign up for that on my website. Usually I start promoting that around November, and it's a wonderful time, and God does great things. So I'd encourage anyone who's thinking about the Daniel Fast to consider doing it in January with us.
That would be cool. And so I'm going to ask you a favor. Will you send me an email that gives me that information so I can push it out to my list of people to get them on board with it as well?
Yes, I will make a note.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time here today. It's been an incredible opportunity for me to interview you and help get your messages out there. If people want to purchase your book, get in touch with you, have you speak for them, any of the above, how do they do that?
The best way is to go to either one of my websites, KristenFiola.com or UltimateDanielFast.com. That information is available in both places. And my book, you can order it through the website. You can get them in local Christian bookstores, even like Barnes & Noble, stores like that will carry it as well.
Very good. Very good. And they can always email me, Tony at TonyGambone.com, and I'll do a personal introduction to Kristen for them. So one last thing. I always ask all of my guests to leave something behind that people could use in this year of 2015 to better their day or their year. What do you have for them?
I would just say three things. Actually, four. Four words. The Word of God. I feel like if we just focus on God's word, it will guide us with wisdom that we need every day, comfort, strength, peace. But most of all, it just helps us to understand God more and to draw near to him. And that really, to me, is the key to success in life, because if you trust in God and his word, you cannot fail.
Mm. Very good. Very good. Kristen, we really appreciate your time today. I am honored and privileged to have you as a guest. I look forward to talking to you more, and please let us know if there's anything we can do to help market what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to tell you, before we go to break, the ultimatedanielfast.com, okay, and the other one is Kristen Fiola. KristenFiola.com. Look, check this out. If you don't, shame on you. This is a great opportunity for you to learn. If you're looking to, you know, get a little motivated in the morning and exercise, there's videos that you can come across as well. Make sure to take advantage of those opportunities. It's free to go to the website. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Tough Talk Christian Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Lorenzano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host here every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. Great interview today. So blessed to have Kristen Fiola on the show as a guest. She is the author, best-selling author, of The Ultimate Guide to the Daniel Fast. And you can go to ultimatedanielfast.com to see that website. Also, she's authored another book called Spiritually Strong. And you can go to Kristen Fiola, KristenFiola.com. Check out that website. You can find her on Twitter. You can find her on LinkedIn. You can find her on Facebook. All you have to do is type in her name in the Google search bar, Kristen Fiola, F-E-O-L-A, Kristen with a K. Check it out. Learn from what she's doing on how you could help others. Remember, the beginning of the show was talking about something I read this morning, something that I posted on social media, to take time today to think about ways you can be more helpful to friends. Now, look, some of you out there might not have many friends, so it might not be that hard for you to do. But think about going out and making some new friends, see how you can help them. I made a friend today, Kristen Fiola, and I'm excited about it, and I look forward to connecting with her afterwards. Go to her website, check it out. Make sure that if you are thinking about learning more about Christianity, find a church near you that you can go and search, check it out, ask questions. Find out if there's people in your circle that are going to church. Find out why they lean in towards the Lord. Go there and find out for yourself what you can do if you have the strength of the Lord on your side. I live by the Ephesians 6:7, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord. I recommend that you just read that spot in the Bible. Read the chapter in the Bible of Ephesians. See what happens for you. Make sure to join a church near you. Make sure to go out and help someone today. And make sure to take a moment to thank God for everything that you have around you. My name is Tony Gambone. I am the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. We look forward to catching up with you next week, Thursdays, 9 a.m. Central Time, on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everyone has a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.